1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The top candidates for president settling on a televised debate September 10th on ABC, both saying they're looking forward to it. Democrat Kamala Harris saying she hopes former President Trump keeps his word.
I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
Harris and her running mate Tim Walz head to Arizona today. A dreary morning in the Northeast, death and destruction in the Carolinas, thanks to Debbie. She's a tropical depression now and spinning north.
Debbie's finally on the move, you know, downgraded to a depression, but that doesn't diminish the impact it'll have through the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast. We have flood watches that are out from the Carolinas all the way to New England. The tornado watch was now expanded from North Carolina all the way up into the D.C. area.
ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg oversees Ukrainian forces continue to advance into Russia. The country's military saying they hit an airfield deep inside Russia, destroying guided bombs stored in warehouses. This is ABC News. A North Carolina man accused of killing his wife with eye drops is expected back in court today, facing new charges against his child. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
39-year-old Joshua Hunsucker, a former paramedic, faces new charges, accused of also trying to poison his 10-year-old daughter. She survived. Back in 2018, Stacy Hunsucker died. Investigators say they grew suspicious when Joshua Hunsucker immediately cremated his wife's body and filed for her $250,000 life insurance policy. When they tested her blood, they say poison was found. But since his arrest, Hunsucker has been free on bond.
Federal food safety officials have announced a third death in the listeria outbreak linked to deli meats. The number of reported cases also on the rise, with a total of 43 since late May. And in Paris, breakdancing set to make its stage debut today at the Olympic Games, with 10 countries, including the U.S., China, India, Ukraine, the Netherlands, and South Korea, all vying for the gold. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he'll ask for more money in the next state budget. He told a legislative study committee Thursday the state needs to increase its investment in its public universities if they're going to stay competitive. Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the country in supporting four-year schools. Primary election day is Tuesday. There are bilingual ballots for those who need them, Brittany Merlot explains.
In Marathon County, some Spanish-speaking information is given to voters. But if a non-English speaker needs additional assistance to vote, some exceptions can be made. First, they can bring a translator with them, all the way to the polling booth. This person, though, cannot be a boss or an employer. And if you speak Hmong, you can go to the Hmong American Center in Wausau. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Pack packed their bags for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL preseason kicks off this weekend. The Packers play the Browns at an early time, 3:25, tomorrow afternoon at Browns Stadium. After Jordan Love plays a few snaps, backup Sean Clifford will take over at quarterback.
I think everybody gets nervous. I think they're probably lying if they ever say they did or not. And if they aren't nervous, then I always think that nerves means you care. So I always get a little nervous, but once you're out there, it's back to 11-on-11, and it's just an absolute blast.
NBA Christmas Day schedules have been released. The Lakers will face the Warriors, while the Celtics play the 76ers, but the Milwaukee Bucks are not on the Christmas Day schedule this year. Baseball, Brewers back home tonight against the Reds after beating the Braves 16-7. Now, no pitcher wants to come out of a game, but that's what happened to right-hander Freddie Montas after four innings.
He was chomping at the bit to stay, you know what I mean? And if he had a knife, he would have stabbed me when I took him out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we will welcome Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOB's World, with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Another beautiful morning. Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. comes too fast.
Sure does.
The lyrics there, Nate. It does.
No kidding. 55 degrees currently. Yeah. Highs around 69 for today. Good-looking weekend. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot here shortly. We welcome Terry Bell, our news director, into the studio.
Good morning, guys.
Terry?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. Doing all right.
All right.
What's happening? What's the big story in Wisconsin
today? Oh, the big story in Wisconsin is that Wisconsin has a new missing child alert. It's called the Purple Alert System, and the governor signed it into law yesterday. It was actually enacted some time ago before the legislature finished up its session. Mm-hmm. And it's meant to address some gaps. You know, people ask, well, why do we need a new missing child alert system? And it's because apparently the Amber Alert System had some gaps, and it might have cost some time in the case of, unfortunately, a couple of kids in Wisconsin who were missing for a time and then found dead. You might remember Prince McCree in Milwaukee last year, and then the year before that, Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls. Mm-hmm. So it was apparent that there was an unintentional gap in the Amber Alert system, so this new law addresses that.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's the Purple Alert System. So the criteria for this alert system is the child has to be under 18, believed to be incapable of returning home without help because of a physical or mental condition or disability, or the child is younger than 10.
Right.
It has to be issued within 72 hours of the child's disappearance. Situation does not meet the criteria for other alerts like Amber Alerts. Also, the child needs to be reported missing to the National Crime Information Center. And lastly, there is sufficient information to give the public help to find the child. So it kind of expands the definition of a person at risk to include children. And that's kind of an expansion of the Silver Alert, actually. And so there's a phone number to call and ways to sign up for missing child alerts. So,
okay.
Some new tools for folks.
I was going to say, you have to sign up for the alert. You have it on your phone, so when these things happen, you get alerted right away.
That's absolutely right.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this is going into effect immediately.
The governor signed it yesterday, so it's been in effect for a few hours.
Does this replace the Amber Alert then?
No, it does not.
Okay, all right. It's just a
two.
It's just a different.
Just a little bit different because of the disabilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. You got a big weekend ahead of you, Terry?
A boring weekend. Well, not a boring weekend, but I have to start looking ahead because I teach at Madison College part-time during the school year. And
I did not know that.
Democratic convention's coming up, so I won't have any time to prep. So I have to probably get a head start on getting ready for the...
What do you teach?
Journalism.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
He's a professional.
That's very cool.
And at the DNC, he's going to work 12-hour days, so yeah. Be nice to Terry.
How long have you been doing that, Terry?
Nice.
About 10 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My kid just went there, so, I don't know if he took journalism, though, but that's cool.
We have a journalism certificate, and we have a few. We've launched some pretty cool careers, and also just a lot of students take it to, you know, kind of substitute English requirement or something like that, or they think it would be an interesting elective. So it's a really great experience for all kinds of different students.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you do good work. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Do you send some of the students to, like, radio stations and television stations for
In fact, our summer intern is a former student of ours. Yes. One student does such great guns that she got a job at the Carbone Cancer Center in their media and public relations and marketing arm before she even graduated. Yeah, she's that good.
Excellent.
And now we have a producer at NBC 15.
Cool. Okay. Now, I know that there is a problem now with Madison College trying to get those students into child care centers, because a lot of child care centers are closing down because they're running out of money, and the state hasn't funded or helped fund those child care centers. So now MATC or Madison College doesn't have the ability to send their students for experience in these child care centers. So it's becoming more difficult for them to train future child care center individuals.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right.
Should we be calling you professor? Adjunct professor? No?
Sure.
Professor Terry Bell.
He'll take it.
Call
me whatever you like.
Okay, man.
Okay. Thank you. Terry Bell, our news director. And we appreciate him stopping by. Hey, it's time to open up our text line here. We've got a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate to give away. Now, here's the catch on this. This expires September 1st, so if you can't use it within this time of the rest of August, you know, please let somebody else win it, okay? Just text us the word VISTA to our text line at 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255, or get on the Civic Media app, which is free, and you can download that and text right from that app. The word VISTA, if you want to go to Chula Vista Resort. This includes a one-night stay in the Vacation Villa Studio and water park passes for four people. And again, there are some restrictions on this. So text VISTA. We're going to leave the text line open all hour here, and we'll notify you if you are the winner, okay? 608-879-8255. Okay.
All right. Well, a big story today.
Yeah.
We're going to try and straighten this out a little bit. A lot of accusations against Tim Walz, his time in the military. As J.D. Vance votes against the troops and the vets, and we'll get to that in just a moment, he's attacking Tim Walz over easily understandable comments that he made about war and assault weapons. This is what Walz said. We can research the impacts of gun violence. We can make sure those weapons of war that I carried in war are only carried in war. Now, the disputed part of that is that I carried in war. Now, Vance slammed Walz for never spending a day in a combat zone. He said, what bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage, you know, of not being in a war. I have cut 55 here, and this is a fact check on all of that. Let's hear it.
Walz actually filed paperwork to run for Congress in February of 2005. The next month, the Guard announced a possible deployment to Iraq within 2 years. Walz then announced he intended to stay in the race, quote, whether that is in Washington, D.C. or in Iraq. He retired from his Guards unit in May of 2005, although it's unclear when he submitted his retirement papers. But 2 months later, his unit received deployment orders to Iraq. And we should note, while Walz was not on that deployment, he was deployed with the Minnesota National Guard in August of 2003 to Italy in a supporting role for the war in Afghanistan. While there, he did not see combat. But now, Vance is also accusing Walz of falsely claiming he did serve in a combat zone. That claim comes from this clip of Walz talking about gun control.
We can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
A Harris campaign spokesperson is responding to the accusation this evening, saying, quote, in his 24 years of service, the governor carried, fired, and trained others to use weapons of war innumerable times. As for Vance, he served 4 years in the Marines as an enlisted combat correspondent, which involves the gathering of military news. In that role, Vance was deployed once to Iraq for roughly 6 months. And in his book, Hillbilly Elegy, Vance says, quote, I was lucky to escape any real fighting.
Oops.
Oh. Oops. Oh, he escaped.
Oh, so he didn't have, he didn't see any fighting
real
either.
Fighting, yeah.
Oh, okay. But, you know, you're in Italy. You're waiting to be deployed. You might have gone to Afghanistan. You had the weapons of war. Mm-hmm. You were ready to use those weapons of war. That's what Walz was talking about.
Right.
And these guys are trying to parse the words,
parsing
the phrases.
The words. That's a great phrase.
And
they're,
hairs. Yeah.
And
splitting
it's just
hairs.
Ridiculous. And this is the swift-boating attempt by these individuals. I just want to I want to fill you in on what?
Remind me the swift-boating origination, because that has to do with
I'll
McCain.
I'll do that in just
okay,
a moment.
Okay. All right.
I'll just do that in a moment. But I want to get to J.D. Vance, his long record on attacking U.S. troops and veterans. Get this, he voted no on pay raises for the U.S. troops.
Mm-hmm.
He is real, real patriotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No on funding for the VA. No on expanding home care for veterans. No on aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. And no on border security. So there you go. That's the big supporter of
supporting,
the veterans.
Supporting,
all right. Okay, now let's get to the swift boating issue that you just brought up and
Thank
asked
you.
About.
Remind me.
Swift vets and POWs for truth were a bunch of U.S. swift boat veterans, former prisoners of the Vietnam War. They formed in 2004 for the purpose of trashing John Kerry's candidacy for president.
John Kerry, that's right.
It's now used as a political pejorative, swift boating, to describe an unfair or untrue political attack. Welcome to some recycling here.
Yeah,
so we're recycling garbage. I want to get into Cut 50 here. This is more on that.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accused of stolen valor. Three retired command sergeant majors have accused Walz of retiring from their Minnesota National Guard just before their deployment to Iraq in 2005. They also said that...
No, just stop it. Just stop it. Because I would just want to mention here, this is Fox News analysis, and what they do is they get other former vets to make comments, and that's exactly what they did to John Kerry. They got vets to make up these stories and lies and make up things about what their interpretation of what they saw was. Let's continue with that.
Vance represented himself as a command sergeant major, despite his retirement causing him to lose the promotion. Watch this.
He abandoned us. You know, I mean, what the hell kind of leader does that? I mean, he just, as soon as the shots were fired in Iraq, he turned and ran the other way and hung his hat up and quit.
As far as I know, he's the only one that has bailed and a senior position, and then used that 10 minutes and no credibility to hold that position, no experience, to somehow bolster his credibility in Congress. And even his webpage lays claim that at the time when he retired, he was the senior non-commissioned officer in southern Minnesota. Hello, Tom Behrens lives in southern Minnesota in his district. I think Tom Behrens was a sergeant major at the time.
Congressman, you are a U.S. Army veteran, the recipient of the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. Your thoughts on this individual in terms of what this says about the ticket?
I don't say these words lightly at all. If you leave your men, your soldiers, your women, whoever they are, under your command, command sergeant major, under his command,
we're going to continue
if you
this.
Leave them on the
we got to take
combat.
A break here. We're going to continue this and talk about it a little bit more. Chris Hayes has a comment about it as well.
19 minutes past the hour coming up right around the corner. Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, will go under the radar and over the radar, and we'll look at some other stories too.
Over the rainbow?
Yeah, okay. All of that. And we'll be back with more on The John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agrifab.
Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Groovy. Oh, don't do Beavis and Butthead. What's wrong with you?
WMDX. 92.7 FM. We're celebrating the new episodes.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
1580 AM. Madison, the John Negorti Family Show with Catherine Lake.
And Brittany Merlot joining us to check out this beautiful weather. We have gorgeous sunshine. Thank you
for causing this.
Yes, it's nice and cool.
We can blame you, and now we're going to give you credit.
And
thank you. Yeah. You stole my sunshine because it is cloudy here.
Oh, really? No. Cloudy in Warsaw?
Well, that's too bad.
Really?
The capital.
Crying in my towel, you know?
Yeah, it's looking great today, but cooler highs just like in the upper 60s, low 70s around here, and wondering what's it gonna be for the weekend too. Brittany, fill us in.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, so good and gorgeous. Nice and crisp still tomorrow. Highs at about 73 degrees for Madison. And then for Sunday, a little bit warmer into the mid-70s, about 76 degrees. Nothing but sunshine. The only chance of a sprinkle that you may have is today around 5 o'clock. That's about it. And I highly doubt it's going to hit you. There's only going to be a couple of those across the state.
Well, where should we go in the state to see the fall temperatures, the leaves changing?
It's a little early
for that yet.
I'm going to go look. I'm going up towards Lake Superior, I think, this weekend, and I'm going to check.
Yeah.
Do you camp out every weekend, Brittany? Do you?
I have to.
You have?
Yes,
you have to?
I do.
What do you
I
mean
do.
You have to?
I just need to be outside in the weather. I'm an outdoorsy person. I can't be locked up inside for too long.
But there
long.
Are bugs and stuff outside, aren't there?
Mosquitoes.
Yes. Yeah, bugs.
Yes,
mosquitoes.
There are a ton of them. Yeah. Oh, don't talk about all that. Sorry.
Well, they carry the, you know, COVID.
Oh, no, they do not. Starting rumors. Brittany, I want to ask you a question about the moisture in Wisconsin, because, of course, coming up from Chicago, now I'm back in Wisconsin, and I'm very concerned about our breadbasket. How are they faring with too much water, too little? We're not in a drought anymore, I know. How are the farmers doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think everything right now is pretty decent because we're not getting hit with too much heavy rain over and over like we were over spring and summer. Mm. A little bit of a break in these dry spells over the past few weeks have helped out a lot. But up north, I will say with these crisp temperatures overnight, I know personally that cranberry farmers and people are slightly worried because we're nearing frost for these overnights.
Wow.
So
really?
Down toward the 30s up there. Overnight.
We are. Huh. We are. So that is a concern right now. Other than that, I think everything is good to go. The moisture is just perfect.
Perfect. The corn's looking good around here.
Knee high by 4th of July.
Yeah, it's way higher than that.
You know, we never ask you about this, but you always put out an email with a little news information in it. What's your current topic?
What was my current topic? Goodness, I think I was talking about mosquitoes and the moisture. Sure. How they are just so, so, so bad this year. Otherwise, I think I was talking about how the bonus harvest hunting, the applications are coming out next week by zone. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind if you want to do that.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, happy camping this weekend, Brittany. We'll expect a full report Monday morning.
Sounds good.
From your adventures.
Is it hard to find a boyfriend that wants to go camping all the time?
Oh, stop it. What are you doing?
Just
quiet
They
down.
Can't keep up.
That's great. Excellent. Thank you very much.
I deserve that. Thanks.
That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. We'll talk to you Monday, Brittany. Thank you.
John Peterson, our inappropriate morning show host.
Hey, a reminder here. We are giving away a Chula Vista Resort.
You're just finding
steak.
That out?
Yeah, this just in. Chula Vista Resort gift certificate. All you have to do is text in the word VISTA. And that number again, do text 608-879-8255. Text the word VISTA. You could win that overnight stay at the Vacation Villa Studio at Chula Vista Resort. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick.
Yeah, to the top of the ticket, a guy who got how many deferments, 4 or 5? For bone spurs?
Flat feet, bone spurs, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you shouldn't bring stuff like this up.
Seriously.
One, and then yesterday proved that he's totally delusional, talking about a helicopter ride that he was never on.
Yeah, isn't that something?
So what's that story?
Yeah.
Remind me how that worked out, Dick. What was that story? I saw that pop up, and I didn't follow through.
First of all, as much as I could stand watching it, and I was home and flipping through and watched it for a little bit, he was talking about a ride that he had with Willie Brown, and he was confusing him with Jerry Brown, the governor.
Oh, my yes. God, no.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and then it just, he rambled on and on. And then, you know, the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic side, his body language, the way he moves his legs and his arms around. What about a guy who's playing an imaginary concertina all the time?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Out right. And in, out
that,
and in.
Yeah.
That is so, so horrible. I see that in my head.
Good thoughts, Dick. Thank
all
you.
All right, Dick. Thank you very much. We have somebody here who says, let's see. Awesome to meet you guys last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Sam, thanks for letting my son spin the Civic Media wheel. And thank you guys for doing the show or something.
Yeah. Like that. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we meet a lot of people at the
Madison
Nights.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. There'll be another one in September and October.
Another one in October. Yeah. Two more.
Well, let's play another cut here, and this deals with the swift boating of Tim Walz. This is Chris Hayes and his comment. He has a few extra little details here. Let's play it.
A medical board considered discharging him because of his hearing impairment. Instead, he convinced them to let him complete his final enlistment, which began after 9/11. Walz achieved the highest enlisted rank in the Army, Command Sergeant Major. But rather than stay in and complete the schooling for that rank, Walz retired in 2005 at the rank of Master Sergeant. Party says because he wanted, at that point, to speak freely about political injustice, specifically the Iraq War. The following year, he was one of more than 60 anti-war veterans running for Congress as the Fighting Dens.
I spent 24 years in the Army National Guard. I spent the better part of 2 decades as a public school teacher. I'm a small business owner, I'm a father, and I'm a husband. I intend to come here to Washington to provide authentic leadership and to truly represent the people of my district and the people of the United States.
After Donald Trump was elected president, Walz became the ranking Democrat on the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
Uh-huh.
And now Walz is running with Kamala Harris against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And perhaps not that surprisingly, Republicans are trying to swift boat Walz, denigrating his service the way they did with Vietnam vet John Kerry 20 years ago, saying he stole valor and left the Army to avoid going to Iraq. It's a playbook Republicans also used against Walz when he ran for governor of Minnesota, mm-hmm. and it failed then because they're lies. It turns out when voters hear about the quarter century Walz spent as a citizen soldier, the time he spent since then fighting for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans to get the benefits they deserve, they don't see what Republicans do. You see a rare kind of veteran in politics who can cut through the self-serving BS rather than adding to it.
There you go.
Wow.
Chris Hayes.
Yeah.
MSNBC.
Yeah. And it's just
good summary.
It's a great cut. Mm. And just remember those things as they continue to try to beat this thing to death and continue to try to swift boat.
Yeah.
Tim Walz. It's
just
an amazing thing.
It sure is. Absolutely. Hey, coming up, we've got Rocker in the studio. Got a Max Inc. preview for the weekend. And again, you can text in the word VISTA to win a Chula Vista Resort stay. So get those texts to us at 608-879-8255.
VISTA.
VISTA. We're coming right back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning. As we were saying.
listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Today, just trying to find people that will work on a Wisconsin farm is a challenge. Trying to maneuver through all the federal programs that guide those workers, that's equally challenging. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news for a Friday. And now the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is adding a new member benefit to try to help farms get seasonal workers through the H-2A program. They've signed an agreement with the Great Lakes Ag Labor Service, headquartered in Michigan, to try to help. Sarah Black is the general manager of Great Lakes Ag Labor Service, and she says before farms start looking for H-2A guest workers, you might want to think about a few things.
Housing is hard to come by, and it is a requirement of the program that you must provide free housing that's been inspected and licensed in your state. And so that's the first thing that farms have to figure out, and we can help help them identify who the right person is in Wisconsin to talk to about that, that can come out to their farm. Or then they, you know, if they don't have housing, that's the first thing that they have to work on, because you cannot participate in the program without it.
Sarah Marquardt, she is the general manager of Great Lakes Ag Labor Services. She says that H-2A guest worker opportunities provide general help for farms as long as it's temporary or seasonal. Another point she makes is that H-2A guest workers can work on dairy farms, but they cannot milk cows. Want more details? You can find out more about the Great Lakes Ag Labor Service opportunities on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's website.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next Agri Mindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And yesterday at the Wisconsin State Fair, the 2024 Master Cheesemaker was recognized. He's Gary Gozda from Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese up in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. His winning entry, Maple Mascarpone Cheese, brought more than $700 per pound in the following auction. Wisconsin State Fair wraps up on Sunday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show this Friday. We air the grievances. Presidential debate, they both accepted. Harris v. Trump, we'll talk about it.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Don't you love me like a rock?
All right. If you could just edit out the Billy Joel.
I'm sorry, John. That's not going to happen.
The Rock is in the studio. Rocker, welcome. Happy Friday to you.
What's happening, guys?
It's a Max preview.
You're happening.
You are,
man,
the happening thing. But let me tell you something. Let me just mention something, okay?
Yeah.
That this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison.
I love this part, by the way. I love this part.
Thank you. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. I'm going there right after the show today.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Seriously?
I am.
I like it's like.
Well, I'm not sure what time they open, but I'm going to the West Side. Yeah.
Well, we always get text here from people who have the Verlo mattresses and they love them. So you should definitely get one.
I'm going today.
Stop complaining, man. You just never get any sleep.
What did I just say? I'm going there right after the show, damn it. And get off my case.
Maybe you can stop sleeping in the kitchen.
Well, you know, I got a sleeping bag in the basement, but you know,
it's tough, man.
Yeah.
Well, I personally like it because it's handcrafted and locally made. It's like vodka. Mattresses are just like vodka.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Well, they smell like that after a few nights.
I also want to get a hammock, but I don't have anywhere to really put it.
Hammocks are not like vodka.
No, they're not good for your back, I don't think.
They're awful for your mid-back.
Yeah, you get curvature. Yeah, it's not good. All right, okay. Let's get on to what's happening on Max Inc.
Max Inc. Radio coming this weekend on Civic Media 92.7. WMDX. It's 6 p.m. to midnight, and there are two opportunities to listen. Saturday night is live here in the studio down on State Street, and Sunday is a repeat show at 6 p.m. So listen to the podcast, broken out interviews, live in the lair, and more on civicmedia.us. And this week on Max Inc. Radio, we have Lou Lucchese. He is in Louie and the Flash Bombs. They come from Milwaukee. Really fun band. They're going to be premiering out here in Madison August 17th at the Memorial Union. So we're going to be talking to him about that show and his first outing at the Memorial Union.
One of the best venues in all of Madison outdoor. I love going down to the Union Terrace.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So warm.
I should remind Sam that, get in your boat. And go out there, and you can watch the show from the water.
Oh,
you know, there's boat culture.
Then I think they allow foam.
Do you have
anything in the lake anymore? Do they?
Does it have an anchor?
No.
I guess float away while listening to music.
Just throw a rock on a rope off the side, and that'll work.
Oh, Terry Barr, she'll be interviewing 7,000 Apart, and they're like an amazing international band that's located right here in Madison. And Cat and the Hurricane is going to be live in the lair. It's Cat, Ben, and Alex, and they will be live in the lair 9 p.m. Cat and the Hurricane plays Saturday, August 17th, two gigs actually, one at the Eakin Park Festival, which we'll be talking about in a minute. They're going to be 4:45 at that time. And then later that night at the Harmony Bar on Atwood Avenue with Damsel Trash for their 10-year anniversary.
No.
I have a little Cat and the Hurricane I brought right now.
I was hoping
this is
did.
One of their brand new songs. This is called Caffeine and Alcohol.
I love that.
I like it already.
Can anybody tell me when my dreams became nightmares? Gonna take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the I'm
Damn, that's got to be on the radio, man. That's a hit.
That's really peppy.
Yep. I like that they mentioned that. You know, I was so happy when Wisconsin banned smoking from bars because I would go out to shows, you know, and my wife would be home. I'd come home and she'd be like, you ain't getting into bed until you take a shower. Oh, so it was always like 2 a.m. shower. You
know? Oh, man. But again, that is a great song, Caffeine and Alcohol. I love it.
Yeah, Cat and the Hurricane. They're a really great local band, and they'll be on Live in the Lair coming up tomorrow night, 9
kidding.
p.m.
Wow, yep. Got to watch that.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, I mean, local stars. You can certainly watch it.
Right? You guys are on the YouTube and all that too, right?
We're starting to experiment more with streaming. I would say look for streaming soon. We're kind of perfecting it before we get everybody.
You haven't streamed yet, or
experimenting? Yet.
Okay,
but your audio, for God's sake, this music.
Yeah.
Tune in. Yeah.
Yep. All right. You know, you guys, Atwood Fest is over. So now let's start talking about all the other festivals, right?
Yes.
Eakin Park Festival, that is Saturday, August 17th from 11 to 8 p.m. It features this year Kid Jordan and Second Line, Pink Halo, Nestor, Cat in the Hurricane, and the Periodicals. Now, we have heard the Periodicals here on the show. We just heard Cat in the Hurricane. I'm going to bring in Pink Halo next week. But right now, Nestor, they're playing August 17th, Eakin Park Festival. That is Commercial Avenue, just kind of across from the Oscar Mayer facility. Mm-hmm. Nestor is an experimental indie pop world filled with electrifying melodies and infectious beats. Let's listen to one of their songs. This is called Genesis by Nestor.
You think it's automatic, expecting it to fashion up on its own. I'm simply symptomatic.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
really good
great.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's really actually kind of amazing. Like, I mean, what is Madison known for? All these different genres of music, but indie pop is huge here. It's really unbelievable. And today I'm playing about, I think, three different bands that are Madison indie pop groups. So it's become quite popular.
Yeah, they're great, and you can dance to it.
Well, that's a little dismissive.
Just say it.
I think that we're having a, tell me I'm not right, Rocker. My kid is bringing me new music all the time. She's 14 years old.
Yep.
I didn't do that. I just took what was handed to me, right? Now, this is a generation, Sam included, right? You're seeking out new music like previous generations just didn't bother doing.
Right.
At least post high school, that's definitely what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, back in my day, you have to go get like Circus or Cream magazine to read about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, maybe listen to the, you know, the what was that network? The Westwood One network, and they would have, you know, shows, and they'd interview some of your big stars.
King Biscuit Flower Hour.
Yeah, you did. That's another one. Oh man,
the Midnight Special, Don Kirshner's rock concert. Yeah. You know, and then came. Massive. MTV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everything changed for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's keep going. You know, I find these crazy things that are always happening around Madison. And today, August 9th at 7 p.m., it's Learn About Wisconsin Bats, right? Mm. And so Heather Karaka, conservation biologist with the Wisconsin DNR and our state bat expert, she will visit St. Dustin's Church to give a talk about bats and bat monitoring. The event's open to the public, and you can invite a bat-friendly friend. There will be light refreshments. Stay after to watch bats emerge from the roost, and they want you to ask questions. It's pretty crazy. On the church grounds, St. Dustin's Episcopal Church. It's 6205 University Avenue and St. Dunstan's.com.
You got it.
Say that one three times.
Yeah, okay.
And,
There are a lot of bats up around Baraboo. And, you know, there's, I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, there are tons of them around Devil's Lake. And I had one that got in my house up there one time.
Oh, boy.
Like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's a lot of fun.
I wake up. And
it's on your neck?
No.
It's on your neck.
I felt something like, did something just fly by me while I'm sleeping?
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I was like, no, I'm dreaming. Wow. Went, tried to get back to sleep. And then I see it again. I like felt it and said, I started running around. You know, I'm like, what do you do? I got my tennis racket.
Oh, geez.
I opened the doors and the windows. You know, I'm like just chasing this thing around. I'm throwing towels at it.
You probably wished you had taken tennis lessons earlier.
I know. But eventually I got it with a towel and then scooped it up. And
here's
then
a little
threw
tip,
it outside.
Okay? As a homeowner who lives near forest, you get a large pool net.
Oh.
And you use that.
Have you done that?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah, we've had animals get in the house, and I've used that to trap them.
It's like a butterfly net for
bats. A butterfly
for
net
bats.
For bats.
A pool net.
Wow. Smart.
And chipmunks and flying squirrels.
I'm taking notes.
We put up a bat's nest, these things. You put it up, a bat house. You know,
isn't
we
that
thought,
great?
Oh,
yeah,
well,
cool.
We'll attract them. Yeah. You know what lives there?
What?
Birds.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the birds took it over. Okay. What can you do? Yeah.
These public bats service messages in. Brought to you by WMDX. Okay.
The 71st annual Sun Prairie Sweet Corn Festival is coming up August 14th through the 18th. That's at the Angel Park Speedway in Sun Prairie.
Can't wait.
It's interesting. They have a parade to kick the whole thing off Wednesday, August 14th at 6 p.m., and it's followed by a block party on Cannery Square with live music till 9 p.m. with the Dirty Birds.
You want to go there, don't you, Gordy?
I can't wait. I love the Corn Festival in Sun Prairie. It's been years since I've been there.
Well, you know, steamed corn, Gordy, it starts at noon on Saturday and Sunday, but only while supplies last. Like, I mean, you'd think there's enough corn in Wisconsin, but they think it might run out. So, you know.
I'm telling you. Have you ever been to this? I mean, it's amazing.
I didn't know they steamed the corn. I remember seeing them on grills.
Yeah, lots of grills.
Yeah, they steam them in the husk.
Yeah,
maybe that's what
that's
they
it.
Do. Yeah, but you know, I always, you know, a lot of people enjoyed watching the women butter the.
Will you stop?
Yeah, I mean,
don't even go there.
You'd think that they might.
Don't.
Think that they might run out of butter.
Don't.
Well, it was.
Sam's hiding his face.
Oh my, you guys!
And the salt trees. The salt trees. All the salt shakers hanging from the tree branches.
Really?
Yeah.
They
tie them
stuff.
To the branches
because
there's so many people there that want to salt them.
How many do you think you've been to out of 71?
Oh, gosh. Oh. I don't
how
know.
Old are you now?
No, I'm 71.
Okay, so how many have you been to?
I haven't been to all of them, but I've been to a bunch of them.
My mom took me when
I
was a baby.
When I lived in Madison before, I probably went to it 10 or 12 times. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
same
it's
here.
It's a thing. It's
same
great.
Here. Took the kids to it. Everybody got a basket filled with as many cobs as I wanted.
Yep. It's just great. And the corn is unbelievably delicious.
The time of year.
I got this great t-shirt from them, you know, their own t-shirts.
Yeah.
And it was like this high surface. I mean, it was really, truly, it was three-dimensional. And it had a cob of corn on it. It had somebody with these teeth that were just gigantic eating this cob of corn. It was just the most incredible t-shirt.
Okay.
But, of course, it's too small. We only have a couple.
We
got to
get back on track here.
All right. So let's
thank
get
you
back
for sharing,
to the
though.
Let's
thank
get
you.
Back to the corn festival. All right, because they do have live music.
Oh yeah.
Along
with
a beer tent, vending booth, a carnival, live music with Super Tuesday and the Jimmies. And the Jimmies perform on Saturday, August 17th. Let's listen to
are
the
they
Jimmies.
Drinking?
Love the Jimmies.
Are they drinking again?
They're going to be drinking. This is Wisconsin. This is the Jimmies. This song is called Drinking.
Gets me in trouble every time. My party's never over till I've spent my last dime. I put the fork back in the bottle.
Well,
drink it.
You gotta get the chorus in there. You know? Oh, well, anyway.
And you know what Jimmy does for a living?
What?
He's a dairy farmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, so he's drinking big milk. Time.
He's oh, drinking yeah. milk. Guy, he's in one of the biggest.
That's a twist.
He's one of the biggest traveling bands around, and by day, he's a dairy farmer.
Mm-hmm. Good like deal.
Good stuff.
All right.
Well, we are going to be coming back with more of what's happening on the Max Inc. Weekend with Rocker, with John and Gordy.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
I need good music. Good, good music. It always feels so good to hear good music. I need good music.
WMDX.
Who's singing that?
I don't know. You gave me the song.
Oh. WMDX, John and Gordy with Rocker.
Used to be one of the girl groups.
Okay.
I remember good music. Remember good music? They were good and loud before then.
Yeah.
One of my favorite music stores here in Madison.
Oh, I know. Right on University. Great stuff. Hey, just a reminder, we still have a few minutes to get your text in. Text the word VISTA into 608-879-8255, and you could be the winner of the Chula Vista Resort one-night stay at a Vacation Villa Studio and water passes for four at the Chula Vista Resort. Text the word VISTA to us, 608-879-8255. Just got a few more minutes with the text line open. Okay, Rocker.
All right, guys. Well, let's get back to Robert J. He's an award-winning singer-songwriter, recording artist who has been a mainstay of the Wisconsin music scene for decades. He was living in Connecticut for a while. He moved away, but he returned to Madison, and now he's booking. You know, you might remember him from the Rowdy Prairie Dogs, Moon Gypsies, and the Anchor Inn Jam for years and years and years. He'll be playing on the patio, Robert J. on the patio, Sunday, August 11th from 4 to 7. That's this Sunday at the Comeback Inn, which is 508 East Wilson. That's just Capital East District there. And Robert's music blends the styles which flow along the Mississippi River from blues to country, folk to rootsy rock and roll. And this was an interesting song that he just put out not too long ago, a couple of years ago. This is Robert J., Oh Say Can You See.
All right.
Yeah, they want to privatize the Constitution, gerrymander bill of rights, and legalize pollution. They declared hunting season on American Eagle. America, oh, say can you see? The home of the brave and the land of the free. They don't believe in equality. They don't care about the poor or the sick or the needy. Yeah, they want to dumb it down, the whole damn nation. Deny science and defund education. Their trickle-down minds serve only the...
Interesting stuff.
That I really like that song, too.
You know,
Robert J. Did he do that? Is that his song?
Oh, yeah. That's his
that
song.
That is really, really a good song.
You know, he tends to dabble a little political, and, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, when you think of the, you know, the late 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody was writing everything about current events and,
right.
and political. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes today it's, you know, everybody's not trying to say anything to offend anyone. So they're, mm-hmm. you know, trying to say real vanilla. And, you know, music mm-hmm. was really, you know, a key to much of the protests that we experienced.
Oh, absolutely. Really kind of brought us together.
Times, right? Protest songs. That's when they became a thing, right?
Yeah.
We want to revive that that ability to write a protest song in this day and age.
I think
we could use them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, musicians are artists, right? And when you paint a painting and you put it on public display, it makes people think in mm-hmm. a certain way, maybe, yeah. you know? Well, music does the same thing, but it goes through your ear hole.
Right.
Let's talk about something I think that's
weird picture.
Let's move to a topic.
We're getting out there. Okay, let's bring it back home. All right.
Let's move to a topic that's really going to hit home with you guys.
Yeah.
This is the Facebook overview. I find these crazy things. Wednesday, August 14th at 1 p.m. at the Madison Senior Center, which is 330 West Mifflin. Facebook can be a great social tool and a lot of fun if you know how to use it and the pitfalls to avoid. Learn and practice at this one-hour sessions. Questions are encouraged. They want seniors to come out and get an overview of Facebook.
Sure. Why are you looking at us?
I thought, wouldn't it be great to, like, you know, you could send your parents there. They can learn all about Facebook. You don't have to. They can ask any question that they want, right?
I'd love to be a fly on the wall. A fly on the wall. Okay. Maybe I need to be there.
Yep. Madison Senior Center, Facebook overview. Send someone you know there. All right.
I give up.
Send someone you know. All right. We'll work on that one.
Yeah. We'll put the John and Gordy bus together. And
my stomach's
make a day
hurting.
Out of it.
Oh, my, we're going to give away tickets for that.
Okay, what else? We got just a couple more minutes.
Oh, let's get going then. Seesaw, Thursday, August 15th, High Noon Saloon. Here's another Madison indie pop comprised of Megan Eve, and it also features Alex, the drummer from Cat the Hurricane. Mm. This song is called My Heart is a Zombie. This is Seesaw.
Okay.
Boyfriends, I'm alone and looking for your life's for the living. Better hope it's not my best life, cause nothing ever goes right. Pick up my mom and my grandma, let's watch some paint dry. The game doesn't begin to describe how I'm standing. Half dead, don't know how I keep on keeping. No sleep, I'm not eating.
Cool. That's really cool.
Good stuff, man.
It's nice hearing two women get together like that, Meg and Eve. That sound. I love to hear a sound of groups like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, great harmonies, and they play different instruments, kind of, you know, either guitar, these little percussions. They really put on a great show.
Right on. Okay.
I got one more thing quick.
Okay.
And we'll be ending here. State Line Distillery. I just wanted to talk about this. It's called Puppers to Love Adoption Event. So they're having, you know, a thing where you can go there Saturday, August 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a special event. It's an opportunity to meet adorable, adoptable pups and learn more about the adoption process. So, you know, if you, right after you head to the senior center, you head over and you learn about adopting a pet. You know?
I like it.
It's Puppers, the number two, Puppers to Love. Puppers to Love, not the number two. PuppersToLove.org.
Very cool. Rocker, thanks for being with us. Have a fun weekend with Max Inc. Weekend. And, we'll see you here next Friday.
Hurricane tomorrow night.
All right. Yeah, got to hear that.
Want to mention also this portion of the John and Gordy Show sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Hey, don't forget also the Madison Mini Marathon is Saturday. Lots of road closures around, so just be aware of that. We hope you have a wonderful weekend.
And we're going to learn how to navigate Facebook. Is that
that's right. Now? On behalf of Catherine Lake, Sam Davison, it's John and Gordy along with Rocker. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning right here on WMDX. So long, everybody.
Goodbye now.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.